Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Wichita woman charged with killing her boyfriend. We have the story.
The eldest Koch brother has passed away. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Governor Kelly says the state is holding out hope over aviation layoffs. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. After a frigid start to the morning, this Arctic air mass is going to be moving on out, giving us a beautiful weekend. Our complete forecast and what we can expect is on the way.
A Wichita woman, 18-year-old Rena Nguyen, is charged with murder for shooting and killing her boyfriend in southeast Wichita. Late Wednesday afternoon, police were called to a shooting in the 1500 block of South Batten. Police Lieutenant Jeff Gilmore says 22-year-old Amari Holt had been shot several times. He died less than an hour later.
Nguyen, Holt, and a 17-year-old female were at Nguyen's residence on Batten. While there, a verbal argument started between Nguyen and Holt. During this argument, Rena Nguyen pulled out a handgun and fired at Holt as he was walking out the front door, striking him multiple times. One of the shots also struck a nearby occupied home, but no one inside the residence was injured.
Nguyen drove away after the shooting, soon returned, and was arrested. She was booked into jail, charged with first-degree murder and criminal discharge of a firearm. This is Wichita's eighth murder case of the year, the second in 3 days this week.
Frederick Koch, the eldest of the four Koch brothers, has died. He was born in Wichita, served in the Navy, spent many years in philanthropy. He enjoyed his art and book collection and restoration of historic buildings. He died Wednesday at his New York apartment home of heart failure. Fred Koch was 86.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly was in Wichita Thursday, taking part in discussions about recent aviation layoffs.
Kelly says the layoffs are a potentially big problem, but safety nets are in place, and the state is hoping for a resolution soon.
I think what we would really like to see at some point is resolution, you know, in D.C. with the FAA. You know, we need to know where this is going and what the time frame is going to be to help us plan better one way or the other.
Spirit workers laid off due to the suspended production of the Boeing 737 MAX are still being paid. Kelly says that is delaying the impact on the economy. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Two men are dead after shooting each other in a Walmart in Alabama.
Police in Mobile, Alabama say two men are dead after both pulled out guns and shot each other during an argument inside a Walmart neighborhood market late Wednesday. This woman says shoppers ran in all directions trying to find a safe place.
We just heard bam, 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 about at least six or eight shots. Thank goodness we were on the other side of the store.
It's unclear what sparked the argument between 21-year-old Jacques Thompson and 44-year-old Shantatus Kirksey. Both men pronounced dead while being treated for their gunshot wounds. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
Media mogul Harvey Weinstein's attorneys making one last pitch to jurors to acquit him of all charges.
Harvey Weinstein's lawyer made the case that prosecutors were creating a world where women are not responsible for how they interact with men. Defense lawyer Donna Rotunno told jurors in closing arguments that prosecutors came up with a, quote, sinister tale because they did not have the evidence to convict. The former movie mogul is charged with raping a woman in a Manhattan hotel room in 2013 and sexually assaulting another in 2006. Several other women took the stand as part of the prosecution's efforts to show Weinstein used the same tactics to victimize women over the years. Weinstein maintains all sexual encounters were consensual. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
A Kansas City couple is facing three municipal charges of animal cruelty after nearly 270 small animals were removed from their home. Authorities charged 24-year-old Micabel Montero and 21-year-old Natasha Acosta Thursday with failing to adequately care for the animals. Most of the animals removed Monday from their duplex were rats. City's Neighborhood and Housing Services said it was one of the worst animal hoarding cases the agency has investigated. KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Wichita State men's basketball trying to get back in the win column after three straight losses. We'll check in with the Shockers on the road coming up in sports.
A big legal award over push-ups. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted.
Broadcasting from the air capital of the world, KNSS, Wichita's number one talk, a radio.com station.
The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on Valentine's Day. Wichita's Eisenhower Airport Terminal celebrates its fifth birthday in June. Airport Director Victor White tells KNSS News Eisenhower has been a busy place.
We had the record year for Eisenhower Airport in 2019. It was our all-time high. We had almost 1.8 million passengers in and out, which beat the previous record, which was in 2018. And it was about a 5% increase over that year, which gave us three consecutive record years and seven consecutive years of growth.
Victor White, our guest this weekend on Issues 2020, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS.
A former employee of a self-driving car service is accused of deliberately crashing a vehicle in Arizona.
Police in Tempe say 31-year-old Raymond Tang has been booked on felony charges of aggravated assault and criminal damage and misdemeanor counts of endangerment and reckless driving after they say the former Waymo driver crashed a car into one of the company's self-driving vans January 30th. The driver of the Waymo van suffered minor injuries. The company says Tang engaged in similar conduct in November 2019. Calling him a disgruntled former employee whose assignment with the company ended nearly a year ago when he failed to meet safety standards. Tang is being held on $18,000 bond. Lisa Lacerra, Fox News.
A high school student who almost died after being punished in school now gets to keep a big legal award.
An appeals court in Louisiana says the over $180,000 award given to former high school student Tristan Rushing was appropriate. Back in 2014, Rushing was late to band practice at McKinley High School in Baton Rouge. As a punishment, he was told to do 200 push-ups after he went to the hospital with muscle and kidney issues. A medical expert testified that his muscles were damaged to a life-threatening level if he hadn't gone into the hospital. The school's former volunteer assistant band director, Jason Jones, who was named in this lawsuit, has apologized. John Saucier, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock with Stephen Ted. And 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Yes, and we've got...
Don't we do traffic here?
We do, but we've got something to do first today. It's Friday, after all.
Oh, my gosh, okay. You snuck up on me because you were keeping it a secret again. It's Secret Sound Friday. Thanks, Jed. I forgot all about it. I had it right in front of me. But it's Secret Sound Friday means you, if you know the answer, can win a couple of five topping pizzas of your choice from Papa John's Pizza. Mm. We're going to play the sound three times, and then the third time we'll open the phone lines. And we're going to let's hear the secret sound today.
Oh. Ouch.
Now, here's a hint. This sound can be a sports sound.
Okay.
All right.
I think I have a guess.
I do, too.
I'll wait till the next two sounds.
Yeah. We'll play the secret sound again here in a few minutes, and then you'll have a chance to tune in later than that or call in and see if you know what it is, right? 7-Eleven now, Stephen said, here on KNSS.
And now we'll do traffic. We've, of course, still got the traffic tied up northbound on I-235, and that is between West Street and K-42. We got the traffic tied up there due to a two-vehicle accident. One of those vehicles, a school bus, there were no children on that school bus. One person injured in that accident, and a pole was down in the area. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Valentine's Day, almost too cold to even talk today. It's just so cold out there. Woo! Wow.
I know, at least this morning, but, you know, we've got something to look forward to. Actually, a couple of things. Number one, we do have some warming temperatures. Just got to get through at least a few more hours of these frigid cold temps. And then, number two, something else to look forward to. Tomorrow, one of my favorite holidays. Can you guess what it is?
It's the day after Valentine's Day.
Yeah, the day after Valentine's Day, and it's also the day all the Valentine's Day candy goes on sale.
Oh, that's right, candy sale. You bet. Absolutely.
Yeah, you'll probably see... Huh?
Absolutely, candies, yeah.
Yeah, you'll honestly, you'll probably see me in one of the supermarkets with a cart full of candy that'll probably equal to like $5 or something like that. But yeah, I know I'm not the only one that looks out for that. But also,
you
talk
might
about
be
those cold temperatures.
You actually might be the only one.
I got to tell you something real quick. A few years ago, I went to the store with that purpose, and I think it was around 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And by the time I got there, everything was gone.
Oh.
So now I go early in the morning before everybody else gets there. But I know somebody is listening, and they're probably going to get there at like midnight now. It's like while they're putting the 70% off tags on all the shelves. But yeah, going to be a good day for just about everybody out there looking to get that discounted candy. All right, into the forecast, though. Yeah, we've got this frigid start this morning. Teens, single digits out there. Got to make sure that we pack those layers on as we kick off our Valentine's Day. Partly cloudy skies, though. Mostly cloudy at times. We will have a few passing clouds through the day, but skies are going to stay dry. 37 degrees for a high. I know that's not the warmest temperature in the world, but we couldn't even get above freezing yesterday, so at least we'll be able to do that today. South winds picking up. 10 to 25 miles an hour, and that's what's going to help us get above freezing. And then later on tonight, only dropping down to 33 due to those south winds still kicking out of the south at 10 to 25 miles an hour under partly cloudy skies. Mix of clouds and sun for our Saturday. Going to be a pretty nice day, warming up even more at 52 degrees for a high. And then for Sunday, 59, still looking at partly cloudy skies. So bottom line, for this weekend, going to be a pretty nice one, regardless of what you've got planned. 63 for Monday, but we know when we see those temperatures peak, especially that high this time of year, we know that things will eventually come down, and that's what's going to happen. Next disturbance comes through, brings a slight chance of rain, maybe mixing with a little bit of snow or a few snowflakes by Monday night into Tuesday, and then we'll eventually cool back down into those 40s. The rest of the work week, though, doesn't really look all that unsettled. Might have to watch it out for another rain snow chance by Friday, though. Right now we're at 11 degrees. Sky's partly cloudy, seeing a pretty nice sunrise out there. Southeast winds at 8 miles an hour. They are going to pick up to nearly 20 to 25 by this afternoon. And we do have that wind chill. Sub-zero. Feels like -1 out there. I'm not talking about Mortal Kombat when I say sub-zero either.
Well, just back up the truck a little bit here because, again, Monday is going to be President's Day. And some people are going to have a three-day weekend.
That's right.
Have the day off. And if you, I know you said something about it, but again, what's Monday look like weather-wise?
Yeah, 63, mostly cloudy skies. So Monday's going to be a day of change. It's going to be the warmest day of the week, but clouds are going to be on the increase, and that's what's going to give us just a slight chance of rain. Not going to be a washout at all, though. Just something to watch for now.
Sounds good. All right. Thank you, Ronell. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronell Williams. 7:15 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And, yes, today is Valentine's Day, and a lot of people are, yeah, I would say a lot, but I would imagine the cart racks are going to be pretty busy this morning, today, and this afternoon, as people do that last-minute shopping. Shelly and I went to the grocery store yesterday, and it was cold going, but we needed some things. And she found, just for the house, you know, a little bouquet of half-white and half-red carnations. And she took that home. Had it covered up to get it to the car because it would have frozen probably and killed them. But she's got a little nice red and white bouquet there sitting on the table there in our home. So that's kind of nice.
Very nice. I like carnations.
I do too. Carnations are a nice flower. So hope you all have a Valentine's Day that's enjoyable out there and keep safe. And we're also going to have a date tonight. Going to go to a fine restaurant. What do you think about that?
I think that's pretty sweet.
Yeah, I'm going to pick up the tab,
Look
dude.
At you. On a Friday night, no less. Look at you.
You got any special plans you want to share? Probably not.
I'm going to.
You're a private guy.
I know what I'm doing tonight.
Oh, really? Something exciting?
Yeah.
Oh.
I will be at the Cape and Mount Carmel basketball game. Cape and at East tonight.
Oh, playing at East.
Yeah.
Okay, because your nephew,
My nephew plays for the Crusaders. So.
Yep. You've been very supportive. Good uncle out there going to those games. And he's fun to watch. He doesn't get to play full time, does he? But
He's the starter.
Has he been starting?
Yeah.
Okay. Very good for him.
Hey, and
go ahead.
I ran into Paul Sillentrop, of course, Wichita State, former Wichita Eagle rider.
Right.
Yeah. So he said I might go to that game, and then he thought for a minute. And he says, "Ooh, that's St. Valentine's Day." He says, "Well, I'll buy my wife a hot dog at East High. She knows what she got into when she married."
Oh, that's true. Yeah. You went into this with your eyes open. You know, all right. Okay. Good for him. Mr. Olmatic, huh? Okay. 7:18 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It's Sports Time with Ted Woodward. And I tell you, I'll tell you what, night and day, the Shockers last night in basketball look a little different than they have in the past. Ed.
Well, they kind of needed to recalibrate a little bit after suffering three losses in a row, including a blowout at Houston last weekend, in which obviously there was something wrong.
Yeah.
Well, the Shockers looks like they got things going the right direction last night on the road in Orlando, taking on Central Florida, a team they had never lost to, and that remains true. Shocks have still never lost to the Knights. Wichita State in full control, and things were going their way last night. Mike Kennedy and Bob Hull with the call of the game on 103.7 KEYN.
Tries to throw it inside to the screener, Desi. It bounces out to Stevenson. He got it away and makes it. It bounced to him. He just picked it up, kind of floated back on one foot, and arched it up and in from about 15 feet.
Yeah, kind of a prayer that was answered at the end of the shot clock, but Stevenson's making everything tonight.
How about that? Sometimes you need a night like that. Sophomore Eric Stevenson, 27 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists. Shocks were up by 20 even before halftime got here. Shocks win at 75-58, snapping that 3-game losing streak. Here's Wichita State head coach Greg Marshall.
I thought we played more like Shocker basketball tonight. I thought we were tremendous on the glass. I thought we shared the basketball.
And you get good results when that happens. Shocks are now 18-6 on the season. Big night for Stevenson.
For the most part, I thought we played really unselfish, and I think the key to tonight on offense was creating for a teammate, not for yourself.
All right, the Shockers are at home on Sunday afternoon, hosting the bottom team in the league, Tulane, which comes in with 8 straight losses. Yeah. Mike Kennedy and Dave Dahl have live coverage of Shocker basketball beginning at noon on Sunday with the pregame. Game will tip off at 1 o'clock Sunday at Coke Arena. Shockers on 103.7 KEYN. Third-ranked Kansas is home for an early tip-off tomorrow in Lawrence, hosting the Sooners of Oklahoma. Kansas has defeated Oklahoma 18 times in a row in Allen Fieldhouse, a streak that goes back for 27 years. Jayhawks right now are on a 9-game winning streak. Live pregame coverage for KU at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. The game will tip off at 11 a.m. in Lawrence tomorrow, and you can listen to the Jayhawks on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 a.m., 97.5 FM. The Kansas State men are trying to snap a 4-game losing streak. K-State is on the road at TCU, 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon in Fort Worth. K-State still has not won a conference road game yet this season.
Really? Whoa.
Indoor soccer, the Wichita Wings have an exhibition game tomorrow night, 7 o'clock at Hartman Arena, the Wings hosting the Springfield Demise. St. Valentine's Day, the Wichita Thunder is hosting a game tonight on home ice, 7:05 downtown at Intrust Bank Arena, the Thunder hosting the Tulsa Oilers. Wichita has won its last 2 games on home ice, looking to keep that string going. The Wichita State women's basketball team is on the road at Tulane on Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. Steve Strain will have the call of that one Sunday right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It's the beginning of a new era for Wichita State baseball. Getting ready for this one. The Shockers now are under their new head coach, Eric Wedge. The former Shocker legendary player is now the head coach, and that Eric Wedge era begins this weekend as the Shockers open up the season with a 3-game series in Louisiana against Northwestern State. 6:30 tonight, 2 o'clock tomorrow, 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon. Shane Dennis will have live coverage of all those Shocker baseball games on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM, as the Eric Wedge era gets underway at Wichita State. And the NBA has its All-Star weekend in Chicago. And big fun will be had tomorrow night on All-Star Saturday night with a skills challenge, a 3-point contest, and then the slam dunk contest. A couple of notes in the 3-point contest. Among the competitors is former Kansas Jayhawk Devontae Graham of the Charlotte Hornets and Buddy Hield, who played at Bel Air Sunrise Christian Academy of the Sacramento Kings, also in the 3-point contest. All-Star Saturday night for the NBA, 7 o'clock tomorrow night on Sports Radio KFH. And then Sunday night is the All-Star Game itself, also on KFH. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
All right, Secret Sound Friday with Steve and Ted. Here is the Secret Sound. And this sound can be associated with hunting.
Okay.
We'll play it again here in a few minutes, and when we do, we'll give you a chance to call in, and maybe, if you know what it is, win that a couple of large 5-topping pizzas of your choice from Pizza John's Pizza, Papa John's Pizza. And a Secret Sound Friday with Steve and Ted. 7:22 now. Coming up, Rush Limbaugh's morning update, a dire prediction about global warming. That's on the way. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.